My good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear the silence? It's on two different levels. It's because the schools are all getting let out. And for some parents, it's the holy smoke sausage. What am I doing? It's the summer. The kids are here. Hey, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you can always learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. Hey, we got a really exciting show today. I hope you're going to stick around for the entirety, because I'm excited to have one of my favorite authors on the airwaves with us today. Ooh, who is it going to be? I'm going to leave you on a hanging on a cliff on that one. But real what you want to do, you want to know real quick before I tell you who's going to be on the show, I'll tell you how you find out. Go out to Facebook. Look us up on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. And even the best resource for you to stay connected to the Unleashed Radio Hour is staying dialed in at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that web address is unleashedradiohour.com. So we want to get you rocking and rolling. We're going to go to this break here in just a second. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional health care costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend, Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term health care. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Bringing the energy. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, if I sound a little off today, I do apologize. Wonderful things about summer for me every now and again is they bring those summer colds. So I'm fighting that off. We're going to get through this. But if I sound a little different, sound a little congested, that's because I am. All right. That being said, you're dialed in. It's the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're excited, ready to rock. We are ready to roll today. Back in Black, little AC/DC bringing us back here into the show. Hey, again, if you're not following along, you're not dialed in, hop out on Facebook, Unleashed Radio Hour. You can follow along with me at Ron Unleashed. And the most important place that you need to rock and roll out to is please hop on over to, I said please, and I'll go pretty please, hop on over to unleashedradiohour.com. Tons of information. You can stay connected about future shows, past shows, because every show that is recorded is produced as a podcast, so you can stay dialed in with that as well. And most importantly, you can also support those who are our partners that are supporting our show, which takes us right to our good friend Hilton from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Happy Thursday to you, amigo.
That's a fact, Jack.
Yes, sir. So what you got happening this week out of Hilton Furniture and Mattress?
I tell you what, we've started our Happy Father's Day free recliner giveaway. So whenever you spend $2,000 or more, we're going to give you a free recliner to give to Dad. So if you come out and buy a solid wood bedroom set, free recliner. Come out and buy a living room set, free recliner. Come out and buy, a Tempur-Pedic mattress, free recliner too. Spend $2,000 or more anytime between now and Father's Day, and we're going to give you a free recliner for your dad. And, hey, remember, everybody's approved for credit here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Whether you're just starting off and you need to help establish credit, or if you're trying to reestablish your credit, whatever the plan is, we have it ready for you. Remember, with your good credit, you'd never pay interest at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Everybody's approved. Ooh, come on down. I-45 South, exit Fuquay, next to Alameda Mall. Look for the fact sign. Ooh, and that's a fact, Jack. Hilton Furniture and Mattress, let them have it.
Amen, Hilton. Hey, and thank you, as always, my friend, for your continued support here at the Unleashed Radio Hour, where we get to bring positive, uplifting, engaging content to the airways for our listeners. Thank you for being a part of the process.
Ooh, let them have it.
See ya. All right. Always love the energy that our good friend and friend of show and partner here to make it happen here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Love it when Hilton comes in from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Again, just south on the Gulf Freeway on I-45, right next to Alameda Mall. You can go out and learn more online at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. All right. Well, I am excited because, you know, when you go down your path and your journey and your own growth, you know, you got to feed the brain. You know, we've done a lot here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We did the Business Book Club 101. I shared some of my favorites, and one of my favorites is from the work and the passion that gets into his work is author Tom Rath. Tom is an author and researcher who studies the role of human behavior in business, health, and well-being. Tom has written 5 New York Times bestselling and 6, I think we're already moving into 6. We'll find out here in just a second. With the Wall Street Journal bestsellers over the past decade, including How Full Is Your Bucket, one of my favorites, StrengthsFinder 2.0 that has made a significant impact in my personal life and decision, strength-based leadership, well-being, and eat, move, sleep. In total, his books have sold more than 6 million copies and have made more than 300 appearances on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. Tom, we got you dialed in on the airwaves.
Yes, I'm here. Thanks so much.
Amen. I am so excited to have you on the air. You don't know it. I don't know if you saw it out on Twitter, but I like to bring the books in studio with me and let people know what we're doing. So I'm looking here to my left. I got my copy of Strength-Based Leadership, Vital Friends, How Full Is Your Bucket, StrengthsFinder 2.0. And the book we're going to get talking about here shortly is your brand new book called Are You Fully Charged? The 3 Keys to Energizing Your Work and Life. So thank you for adding to that knowledge, just making a difference for people's lives out there.
I appreciate it.
So, Tom, give us a little insight. Where did this journey begin to have you start putting out all these best-selling books?
Well, you know, getting into the book part of it was kind of a little accidental step along the way that turned into a good thing. But my passion and research on these topics started when I was really young. I faced a big health challenge. I was about 16 years old, diagnosed with cancer in my eye, lost an eye, and eventually I learned that I had a missing gene that suppresses tumors in the body. So I've been battling cancer and currently am. My kidneys, pancreas, and spine, just all over. So I basically just face these annual health challenges and go in every year and kind of get a new lease on life. And what that's led me to do is focus most of my time each day on what are all the little things I can glean from the research and my own experiences that I can share with others that kind of continue to make a difference after I'm gone and help people to really lead better days. That's where most of my research is focused on, what can we do today that makes a difference instead of some of the real long-term stuff.
Right. So some of the day-to-day activities that truly give us some meaning, which I think launches us into some of the first aspects of your brand new book that you just brought out within the last month called Are You Fully Charged? So you, in there, when you start out, we got 3 keys. But one of the things that I'm pretty positive on, and there's a play on words, is one of the things I know that you're heavy in with the How Full Is Your Bucket book, which I want to kind of use as a catalyst that gets us to your most recent book, is the movement that not a lot of people are aware of out there, but it's positive psychology, correct?
Yes, a lot of the early research on this topic started with some of the best work in positive psychology, and that's my graduate program. I was one of the first people, Marty Seligman, who kind of got positive psychology going in his graduate program at Penn, and that spawned all kinds of important research about how we can help other people to be happier and healthier and lead better lives overall.
Amen. And just so you know, I've made the decision when I got on the airwaves here this year that the Unleashed Radio Hour is rooted in positive psychology. So we're here to lift people up. We're here to build people up and make a difference in their career and in their business. So that's where we're dialed in today, and glad to have you as a part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialing in, we have best-selling author Tom Rath is with us today, and we're going to jump in and dive into his book, Are You Fully Charged? But folks, if you want to connect and you want to follow along with his work, Tom, if I got this right, tomrath.org, is that correct?
That is correct.
And they can follow along with you on Twitter at Tom C. Rath and stay connected to all the information and resources you share out there on Twitter.
Yes, those are my two main places to kind of interact and sharing as much as I can.
Perfect. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening in, that's www.tomrath.org. And you can follow along with Tom on Twitter at Tom C. Rath. So, Tom, talk about what you took all this, and now we've got fully charged. And I love the copy that I got in my hands. And to me, as I've gone through this, it's kind of a collection of some of your previous books, but taken in a different path with a very specific formula of those three keys.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, when I first started working on this book, it was a convergence of two things. One is that, as you're probably aware, I love how you've oriented your show around positive psychology. There's been a lot of great work in the last 5 years in particular in that area around the differences between real daily well-being. So if you're having a great daily experience and you're really charged today versus most of the research in psychology and economics in these fields 10, 20 years ago was based on asking somebody a question once and asking them to reflect on decades of their life. When you ask people broad questions like that, one, our memories aren't that accurate, and two, it doesn't lead to clear things we can do differently today. So it was a convergence of all this research. And then, you know, this is the ninth book I've written. I've written nine books on these topics of work and positive psychology and health, and it's still hard for me to integrate these findings into my own daily life. So I kind of stepped back and said, what are the things that I really need to put at the front of my radar screen every day so that I can have more energy and create better days for the people around me yet today and tomorrow? So that's what's focused all of this recent work.
Amen, amen. And I do get that. Yeah, that's the very beginning of the book. And I connected that is most people do think more in the long term, but the reality is the changes that we can make are in those short term, those incremental win-wins that we can take that actually are the catalyst to get it to the more long-term impact.
Yeah, you know, there's this myth out there, and I've done it myself for decades, where you say, oh, I always have tomorrow to eat better, and I've got tomorrow to invest another hour with one of my kids, or I've got tomorrow where I can think about a new project that's always been in the back of my mind at work, and tomorrow goes away really quickly, and we've got to figure out how to insert some of these things into our days, because right now when we ask people if they had a lot of energy yesterday, just 11% said they had a great deal of energy. So all of us, we're kind of doing okay, we're getting by, but we're not fully charged on a day-to-day basis.
No, and I think that's absolutely correct, and I think a lot of what happens with that, you know, and again, you study human behavior, everything that I get a chance to do when I'm not on the airwaves is in the same domain, and it's, I believe, we've gotten into a much more of a reactive state as a society, and I think what you're trying to do with this fully charged is to get us personally driven into a more proactive approach.
Yeah, we've got to spend a much greater percent of our time investing in things that matter and initiating new work and new acts. When I spend time with leaders and people who have done really exceptional things over the course of a lifetime, almost all of the efforts they took that created a lot of important impact for other people started with a place where they were initiating new things. It wasn't when they were sitting at their screen all day just responding to whatever notification or message or social networking popped up throughout the day. And sometimes it's fun to do that. That's a part of a lot of our day-to-day lives. We've also got to carve out time for things that have real meaning. That's not just new projects at work. It could be something as simple as paying attention and listening to another person without talking and without your phone on the table and without something dinging for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I think that's a great segue, and got to use a radio word because we're in radio. That really starts getting in and breaking down, Tom. You've got three keys that you discuss and break down with some subsets in there. So let's jump into one of them. You know, one of them that you talk about, I think, is the critical piece, and we got about 2 minutes here before we go to our break, is getting into that meaning, right? Meaning is doing something that benefits another person. So tell us a little bit more about where that drive.
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of qualify that. I'd always thought of meaning as this grand lofty concept like mission or purpose that just descends through the clouds on a sunny day at one point, or it takes years and years to work on. But when you get into the good research on this, meaning's infinitely more practical than I originally thought. So meaning starts with making a little small progress and having a few small wins in your work today. So if you're preparing food for someone in a kitchen and you can see the smile that put on someone's face, that makes a difference. If in these experiments, if you're a radiologist and instead of just looking at an anonymous scan, you see a picture of the patient. radiologists actually have 46% better diagnostic accuracy when they can see the person they're serving. So it's these little things throughout the day where we've got to figure out how to connect the efforts we make in an hour, within a given hour, to how that influences another person. And that's where I think most of the meaning in our work and lives is really created.
No, absolutely. It's being able to recognize it and have that awareness, I think, that drives that piece. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK at Houston. This is home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. We've got best-selling author Tom Rath is with us. We're going to go to the music, going to pay some bills. When we come back, we'll reconvene this conversation talking about Are You Fully Charged? The three keys to energizing your work and life.
Puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, sees everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, and I wanted to get that piece in there, that piece in those lyrics from Eminem of Lose Yourself. Don't lose yourself. That's why we're here listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour today, ladies and gentlemen. We're dialed in. We are focusing on being fully charged and having energy on a day-to-day basis and making sure that we're not a part of that 11% that said, yeah, I had energy yesterday, and the other remaining percent may not even have a clue as to where they stand. We've got with us best-selling author Tom Rath. Tom, thank you again for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Great dance going so far. We've been talking about meaning. Is there anything else that you want to talk about in that first aspect of those three keys before we shift on potentially to the second one?
Yeah, I think one quick thing is that there's been kind of a misnomer about spending time, especially you mentioned positive psychology in that area of kind of pursuing happiness as an individual activity. And what I've learned from a lot of this work is that it's important to spend time kind of pursuing happiness for other people or doing things that add meaning to society over time, because even if your only goal is to make yourself happier, doing something for another person is probably the fastest way to get there.
Yeah, and it's funny. I don't know. Well, at least it's funny for me. So when you were talking about that, I actually reached over with my left hand and I pulled up the copy that you helped to author with Donald Clifton, Dr. Donald Clifton. How full is your bucket? And that's kind of that philosophy of filling other people's buckets, right?
Yeah, it all starts there with some small act for another human being.
Amen, amen. So we've got meaning. Let's and I think that leads us into the part of that next of those three keys that are here in your latest book, Are You Fully Charged? The Three Keys to Energizing Your Work and Life, is to those interactions that we have with one another.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is you get into a lot of the best work on these little interactions. And as you said, that's where some of my very earliest work more than a decade ago on How Full Is Your Bucket started. It's amazing how those interactions accumulate and shape our days and lives. And what's really important is that we have far more positive than negative interactions and moments, because a single negative interaction just carries a much heavier load psychologically. And we need at least 3, 4, 5 positives at a minimum to offset any negative interaction, even with a stranger. So when you're ordering at a restaurant or you walk into a retail store and someone holds the door or they let it shut in your face, all those things do accumulate, and they do add up. And on the bright side of things, I think the one asset we all have at our disposal is that even if someone you walk up to is in a really bad mood and they're determined to take that interaction downhill, we've all got the choice of our own response. And so if we assume that that other person is really having a challenging day and they might be going through a lot more than we could even imagine at the time, and you choose to respond based on that assumption, it takes you in a very different direction in your interactions with not only strangers but with loved ones and colleagues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of that piece is I'm going through the different areas within that in those interactions. You know, I can tell you're definitely a stats guy. You like doing research, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is input a strength of yours?
Input is a big strength of mine. Yeah, as I already mentioned, you've got the woo strength on there. And so I'm a little more introverted and analytical, but I love people with woo because my wife's one of them. My closest colleague is as well because they help me to get out more and meet new people.
Yeah, and so just we're building this segue. And again, I think that's what I liked about having an opportunity to go through Are You Fully Charged, Tom, is that it literally is kind of a culmination of it. It's a different perspective, but put together in a formula that really adds to the body of work that you've already contributed out there with your previous works. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with his other books, please go out, just Google, look for Tom, go out to Amazon. I will tell you, you will be positively impacted by everything that he's put together. And so, Tom, before we go to this break, I just want to thank you for again adding to that body of knowledge, because that's the strengths work. I tell you, I preach it, teach it, talk about it, because it truly can make a positive impact on how you show up each day.
Thanks so much. That means a lot to me. It's been fun to hear people using that language and see where it goes.
Amen. Amen. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation here. We've got Tom Rath with us. We're talking about his latest book. Did I see that went already up on the number 3 list? Did I see that out there on your Twitter feed?
Yes, it did. The new one's off to a real good start here.
And if I'm not mistaken, that good segue is what's still sitting at number 1?
StrengthsFinder 2.0. It's been there for a while.
Amen, amen. See, hey, I'm dialed in, did my homework for the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to come back, going to continue our dialogue and conversation with Tom right after these messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, back in the saddle. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Hey, again, I'm going to keep pleading. I'm going to keep asking you. Hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Follow along on the main website here for the show. Take a look at our partners. There is a Listener Central, which is where I'm going to segue. You go over to that Listener Central, and you're going to notice there's a name on there about halfway down. I posted some of my favorite books. One of them is How Full Is Your Bucket? Today, we're talking with the author, one of the authors of How Full Is Your Bucket, Tom Rath. And today, we're talking specifically about Are You Fully Charged? Three keys to energizing your work in life. And again, Tom, thanks for calling us back and getting here on the airwaves with us.
You bet.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better on that one here on our end, so that's good. Thank you, sir, for adapting. Hey, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is, hey, technology works great for you. But what's even more wonderful is that we can be connected over the ether, and we were actually chatting during the show to get us connected here. So, Tom, thanks for adapting with us.
Not a problem at all.
So we were continuing this conversation, you know, about are you fully charged? You know, we started talking about having that meaning, making sure that it's in that those daily activities, those daily little things that you can do, and the choice that we have in those interactions with others. Where do you want to take us in this next path?
Yeah, I think within the standpoint of whether it's focused on meaningful work or interactions, one of the biggest challenges that's come to the surface that I go into a lot of depth on in this most recent book is we've got all these emerging technologies that can be a great asset in a lot of ways to help us be more active and have more energy and to communicate just now as we're talking quickly and briefly in between things. But it also poses a huge challenge in terms of the way it can erode our focus on deliberate efforts and our focus on our relationships with other people. So some of the numbers I've looked at suggest that, I mean, even if you just take smartphones, we unlock our smartphones about 115 times a day on average, and that doesn't even factor in how many times we see a pop-up window on our desktop or a laptop or a notification coming in. And so one of the greatest challenges we face on a daily basis, getting back into the daily well-being, is how do we make sure that we're paying attention to what matters most? And a piece of recent research really startled me on this because they found that in an experimental setting, if I sit down in a room with you and a couple other people and I set my iPhone on the table just because it's too big to be in my pocket, that sends a message to everyone else in the room that I put whatever comes in first, and that I'm not paying attention to them. And it statistically degrades the quality of the conversation for everyone else. And so, boy, has that changed my habits about when I'm spending time with my kids, not even having the phone out and present when I want to pay attention and listen and think about their development. And I think we've all kind of got to pause and go back and say, if you're having a meaningful conversation with someone you care about, whether it's at work or at home, what absolutely deserves to break the flow of that conversation in the moment, and then go back and turn on the notifications that might need to get to you in an emergency. But right now we've kind of defaulted to everything coming in at the moment. When CNN thinks it's important for you to know that two celebrities just got married, and it's probably not. And so we've got to kind of try and take that back so that we're paying attention to the people who matter.
You know what? You're preaching to the choir. I've often in some of the trainings that I do, Tom, and talk about, you know, trying to get some of that focus of our time, energy, and our resources. You know, we've become that society in the current generation of trying to do all, be all, for all, and we just can't do that anymore. We just can't. We can't sustain that long term.
Yeah, it's the same thing I've learned through all the research on strengths over the years, where if you spend all your time just trying to do everything and trying to be a little bit good at 100 different things, you really can't be great at anything in life if you're that fragmented with the time you invest in your own development or you invest in other people and interactions.
And you know what? I want to hang on that because I want to come back and talk a little bit more about that, Tom. Since this is your domain, your area of research, I want to see if my experience with that is the same as what you've seen about coming from a strengths approach and how we apply our time. Hey, you hear the music? That means it's time for us to dance a little bit. I always like to dance with the music. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press, and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com.
Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, and if you're out there listening and you like some of the hits from the 80s, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour, and a part of this song is, yeah, I'm in love. I'm in love about talking about things positive, lifting people up, putting engaging information and resources out there for our listeners here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We have the gift of having with us best-selling author Tom Rath. Tom, really do appreciate you coming in. This is our last segment that we get to dance together, partner. And we when we left for break and sent you a little message there, you know, we were talking about strengths and having some of that conversation. I mentioned that it's kind of a reboot, and my perspective is, and I wonder what yours is, when we start having conversation and dialogue around strengths, around being targeted and having intent behind our actions, so many people I have found that until they get acclimated to that discussion, it's like a hard reboot on a computer. They can't, because we've been so ingrained to think about our weaknesses and put our energy there. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree, and I think there's kind of a continuum of where we're focusing on other people's energies in particular. Where, I mean, the first thing is we just got to pay attention, because when people aren't paying attention to you at any age, that's kind of the worst psychological condition. And then the default, if you are paying attention, is to kind of focus on what needs fixed and how we remediate things. And that does make things a little bit better than just ignoring someone. But then the ideal condition is that you've got the people around you and you're focusing on what they're doing well, and you're spending, I mean, at least 80% of the time focused on what's going right. And of course, there are times we need to talk about weaknesses and gaps and things that are real issues, but it doesn't deserve the 3/4 of the time.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's kind of why I call it a hard reboot, because we're so wired to think that way that to get us to change our thoughts and to think differently can be a challenge, which kind of gets us to that next area of, you know, when we do think that, we do rewire, we're going to get some energy from that, those positive, from the meaning and from the interactions that we're having with others, correct?
Yeah, and that's a good way to add a little bit of a charge throughout the day. The third piece that I've spent quite a bit of time on the last few years is that, and it sounds counterintuitive, we really do need to put our own health and physical energy first, even if we're only doing so for the sake of being more effective for other people in our work. I've spent a lot of time with people who are nurses and hospice workers, and on another end of the continuum, leaders in big organizations and CEOs, and the one thing those groups have in common is they just put everything else first, ahead of their own kind of basic needs of eating well and moving around and sleeping and so forth. And as a product of that, they're nowhere near as effective as they could be, especially in the middle of an afternoon when they've got a meeting or a presentation or anything like that.
Yeah, and that's the old adage of, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of that old tried but true oxygen mask metaphor where even if I just want to be a good, somewhat active and competent dad at 6 o'clock in the evening with a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, I need to focus on getting some activity throughout the day and eating some of the right food so I'm not wiped out by the time I get back from work and done with things at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's kind of the key is you want to be able to maintain that energy. There's tons of products out there now that advertise that. We're not going to mention it here on the airwaves, because what I want to hit is one of the things, you know, it caught my attention when I went through is get a 12-hour charge in 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how the good decisions, even for long-term health, really start with connecting near-term motivators so you make better decisions throughout the day. So I know I avoid the real bloating lunch of a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake because I need to have energy 3 hours later for an important meeting, and that helps me to make a better decision than all the risk of long-term cancer, heart disease, whatever else it might be, which doesn't really help me in that regard. And that's the 12-hour charge in 20 minutes we talk about in the book, is where when researchers assigned people just to be active and get 20 minutes of activity early in the morning, they found that it clinically boosts your mood 3 hours out, 6 hours out, and even 12 hours out compared with a control group that didn't exercise at all. And so, I mean, one good reason to exercise early in the day is just because it's better than nothing to exercise late at night if that's how it works with your schedule, but you essentially sleep through that great mood boost for 12 hours that you get if you get some activity early on in the day. And then
Another important element, obviously, is prioritizing that we're getting enough sleep so we have the motivation to get some activity early in the day.
Yeah, and it's those endorphins that get released, those feel-good parts that go, you know, releases oxygen into the blood that gives us some of that energy as we move forward. And the only way you get that going is to get up and move.
And it's the other thing that I've learned through this research that's fascinating is that, you know, even if you exercise 30 minutes, 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that will not even come close to offsetting the 8 or 10 hours that we typically spend seated in a chair throughout the day. So I think maybe a better near-term step for people is to first think about how do you infuse a little activity into your daily routine. So if it's something as simple as getting up when you're on conference calls and walking around a little bit, or taking a walk at lunch, or getting up one or two times every hour just for a mental and physical break, that's probably a bigger priority and challenge for most Americans than meeting some of the more intimidating goals around a full workout 5-6 days a week, which is, I would argue, is probably a second priority given the way we've systematically kind of engineered activity out of our work routines.
Yeah, and that's that sedentary state that with computers, everything is sitting here right in front of us. We can just get lost into the ether and in that vacuum and never know when to come out.
Yeah, you know, something as functional as the electrical activity in your legs starts to shut down after 20 or 30 minutes of sitting, and your cholesterol, your bad cholesterol starts to go up pretty quickly after a half hour of sitting, and our bodies change pretty rapidly in terms of what's going on. And so, I mean, I think we're starting to learn just how bad it is to sit for 2 hours in a row from a physical standpoint. And then the even greater benefit might be that when you're up and moving around throughout the day, you just have better ideas and you have more positive interactions. To that last point, I'm kind of amazed when I think about this. My wife and kids and I walk around a lot in our neighborhood here in Arlington, Virginia. And when we're out for a walk, we have great conversations, and they're uplifting, and they're enlightening, and rarely, if ever, are we arguing or bickering about things when we're out for a walk. But when we're sitting around on the couch in our living room, it happens with about 5 times the frequency.
Yeah, it's easy to get engaged that way when you don't have other things going on, right?
Right.
Draws your attention. Well, Tom, I know you've got some things that you need to rock and roll. I want to hit, because not only are you trying to help the adults that are out there manage things that are going on, you also recently brought out the rechargeables, correct?
Yeah, this is the second kids book. We had a kids book around How Full Is Your Bucket, an illustrated book for kids that just took off and is used in thousands of classrooms all over the world. And I get notes from people on that every day, which is honestly probably the most rewarding part of all the books and work that I've spent time on in life. And so we heard from a lot of parents after we published the book Eat, Move, Sleep, who said, how can I talk to my kids about this in a real basic way? So we found an amazing graphic designer and illustrator who put together kind of this fantasy world for the rechargeables, where kids learn how they literally have a battery on their shirt that charges up as they go throughout the day and do different things in terms of the way they eat and move and sleep. And so my hope with that one is that it can start better conversations, not only between parents and kids, but also in schools and classrooms about how we need to focus on those little decisions that keep us fully charged and engaged each day.
Yeah, and it's about creating those behaviors, which is the area of your domain and research that makes not only a difference in our life, but also in our business and overall well-being. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, I know you've got an appointment that you need to get to, sir. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to be a part here today of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I wish you continued health as you go through your day, and thank you very much for all the work and the body of knowledge that is your passion that you're putting out there to help other people be successful in their lives.
Well, thank you as well, and thanks to your listeners for their time in the day, and I sure wish you all the best.
Amen. Thank you, Tom.
Take care.
Have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, we just wrapped up a wonderful conversation and dialogue with best-selling author Tom Rath. You can learn more about Tom. Tom, again, is an author and researcher who studies the role of human behavior in business, health, and well-being. He's written 5, now 6, with his most recent book, Are You Fully Charged? Best-selling works over the past decade. You know, we've listed out a number of them. I've got some of them here dialed in and in studio. You know, StrengthsFinder 2.0 is still at the top of the list. I would encourage you to go out and look at and read any of those books and really take a chance to put some of his work and his works and research to heart. If you'd like to stay in touch with Tom and follow along, you can visit his website at Tom Rath, and that's T-O-M-R-A-T-H, Again, TOMRATH.org, TomRath.org. And you can follow along with Tom on Twitter at Tom C. Rath. Again, that's at Tom C. Rath. And again, we had Tom Rath in here today. Again, his latest book, Are You Fully Charged? The Three Keys to Energizing Your Work and Life. When we come back here in a little bit, we're going to go to break here in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to talk a bit about my perspectives. But what I want to do is I want to put a gauntlet challenge out there. I want you to think about in your own well-being, which is also the title of one of Tom's other books, is, you know, what are you doing each day? You know, one of the quotes that always comes up here for the Unleashed Radio Hour, one that I always use as it relates to human behavior and in this show and everything that I do out training and doing as far as whether they're luncheon presentations, I use this quote everywhere. And it's something that I want you to become more aware of about you, dialing in for you. So taking the message that Tom left us with here today and trying to take it to the next level as well is the following quote. I am able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. And when I talk about the book, Are You Fully Charged? That's a lot of what I got from the book. It really is an opportunity for you to become aware of what do you need to do for you? What do you need to do for you to help you ensure that you're fully charged? And ironically enough, it's about giving meaning to what you want to do, but it's also focusing on those interactions that, again, he talked about there that are driving the energy levels that we all show up with each day. So again, that quote, I am able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. So I want you to be fully aware. Go out. Hey, go out and support Tom. Follow him along on Twitter at Tom C. Rath. I know that I have. We're fully connected here. You can learn more about Tom and his books at TomRath.org. You hear the music? That means we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Hi, this is Sam Malone, and we welcome aboard Colonial Brass to the show. Colonial Brass, known all throughout Houston, Texas, as the company that comes out and does the front door brass hardware refinishing service, and they do it in the same day. Colonial Brass, they take care of all brands and styles, wear it right on the front door of your house. They come over, they remove the entryway hardware, they polish it, antique it, lacquer it, and reinstall it on the exact same day. Same day service. This is where realtors go, painters call, contractors call. Colonial Brass, 713-784-7765. Look, don't throw away the entry hardware. Restore it with Colonial Brass. See their work online, colonialbrass.net. colonialbrass.net. Same day, front door brass hardware refinishing service. Colonial Brass.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we were talking in that last segment about energy. Now, if that song doesn't get you going in here, I'm going to tell you what, then I don't even know what to tell you on that one. If that doesn't get you moving, shaking, and baking, and taking care of business, I don't know what does. Hey, you're dialed in here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK. This is home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. We had the opportunity today and the gift and the honor and the pleasure of having with us Tom Rath, New York Times best-selling author. His latest book, Are You Fully Charged? The Three Keys to Energizing Your Work and Life. In studio with me, a couple others, just to mention a few. The one that's currently on the number one slot of the best-selling list is StrengthsFinder 2.0. One of my favorites that I share with as many people as I can is called How Full Is Your Bucket? And that's a big one that talks about interactions and how you can make a difference in those interactions with others. Another good book of his is called Vital Friends. I have all these in studio. So no, I'm not a groupie. I'm just a huge fan of his work. You know, and this one talks about it's a groundbreaking assessment for your relationships. So it helps you to get to dial in on how those relationships are going for you and with others. And then a book that I commonly refer to as well in the leadership classes that I teach and the trainings that I do around leadership. It's called Strength-Based Leadership. It's another phenomenal book. It piggybacks into StrengthsFinder 2.0, and it talks about the strengths-based work that Tom has been a part of, work that's come out of the Gallup organization that truly can make a difference in your life and then the lives of others, especially from a personal leadership and then a group leadership and group dynamic going from there. Whew, okay, that was a lot. That was a lot. Truth be told, I had to make a quick dance during that break, so I'm still trying to catch my breath from running up and down the hall. I'll let you draw conclusions as you will from there. But you got in, you dialed in, Unleashed Radio Hour again. I'm going to put that play out there again one more time. Hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Take a look, dance around. We've got information. We got resources that are shared out there. I think you'll enjoy the Listener Central. There's not a ton there, but we're going to keep adding where it's appropriate. You know, we talked about back last month, we did Business Book Club 101, where I kind of put out a couple of my favorite books out there. You'll notice How Full Is Your Bucket is on there as well. And we want to make sure that we continue to put information and resources out there that will help you unleash your career and your business. So when you go out, feel free to hit that contact page. If there's information, hey, if you've got an author that you really like, maybe I've heard of them, maybe I haven't, who knows? Let me know. Click on that contact and connect. When you do so, you can follow us along. There's links directly to Facebook, Twitter. There's also a connection to my LinkedIn profile out on LinkedIn. And you can send us an email directly from that page or leave us a comment on that page. You know, we welcome as much engagement and participation by our listeners as we can get. Helps us know if we're dialed in, we're moving along, taking care of business, and doing what needs to be done here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. When we come back, I'm going to give our quote of the week. Have a chance to share that out there with you. Talk about that and just, hey, it's a beautiful day. And I say that because if you've been in Houston, we're counting our blessings. We've had sunshine for several days, and I'm praying I didn't curse us right there. All right, we're going to be positive about this today. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110. KTEK will be back for our final segment right after this break.
Are you tired of having more bills than paychecks? In the old days, people would get a job but lay aside money. 10 years later, they would fire the boss and own their own business. We need to get back to that. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Join us at our next New Venture on Wall Street 2-day training session and learn to leverage your money and make it work for you rather than you working for it. Someday that extra money will fire your boss. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 4 here on Business 1110 KTEK.
Attend our live event, coming to the Houston Marriott South at Hobby Airport, July 10th and 11th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment.
And I like that. Absolutely. To go on a little bit here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, yo, I choose the music for the show, and I had a chance to go through and make sure that it was dialed into the purpose of the show. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. The purpose of the show is always and will continue to be about you, our listeners. How can we help individuals like Tom Rath, who we had on the show here today, like best-selling author John G. Miller, like all of our guests that we have had in the past? How can this be a platform for them to tell their story about what they've learned that can help you unleash your career and your business, and in today's case, your life? Again, today we spent the time with author and best-selling author Tom Rath. We talked about his latest book, Are You Fully Charged? The Three Keys to Energizing Your Work and Life. And we're going to use a quote today. The quote of the day is going to come from Tom, because I believe in it wholeheartedly, not only in its essence, but in the fact of all of his body of work that he has made a purpose of his life's work to make a contribution with his books and his research. And I think this quote is absolutely every bit appropriate. You cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are. Again, let me repeat that, and that's by Tom Rath. You cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are. And the reason that one resonates with me, and the reason why I wanted to share that with you today, is I think that dials in to the Are You Fully Charged? You know, we can't be everything for everyone, but we can be the best me that we can be. Be the best you. And that's the challenge that I want to put forth with you today. How can you go out there for the rest of the afternoon? How can you go out there tomorrow on Friday, this weekend, the upcoming week, the upcoming month, the upcoming remainder of this year and going forward? How can you unleash the best of you? And remember, you cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are. And that's that journey of awareness, ladies and gentlemen, that is a part here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We want to help you grow and advance. We want to help you be informed about you and making a difference in your career and business. Again, we want you to follow along with us at unleashedradiohour.com. Find us. Hey, we're moving the likes around on Facebook, so we're moving them up. So hop out and find us out on Facebook. And please do so. If you hop on over, you find any information here in the show resourceful, please share it with others. If you have others that you think could benefit, because that's what we're here for. You know, we talked today, the show is rooted in positive psychology. It is also rooted in servant leadership. And that's my role here today, ladies and gentlemen, as host of this show, is to make sure that we're here to be of service and to support you. So again, help us out by going out there and helping others. It's that ripple. It's that pay it forward. And I would ask that you would share it forward on the Unleashed Radio Hour fan page on Facebook. Go out to Unleashed Radio Hour, click that like button. They're moving some things along, and that way you can stay up to date with all the information on the show. And just like that, that brings us to another close of the Unleashed Radio Hour. It happens so quick and so fast every time we're in here. But I do thank you from the bottom of my heart for dialing in and listening today. If you're listening to this as a podcast, or if you want to go and listen to the show again, just go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast link. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by subscribing to Unleashed Radio Hour. So as you go forward, share the information that you learned, take it with you, go out and make sure that you're using this information to unleash yourself and your community and beyond. We'll see you next week.